Hi, we're Ali Walters and Alexa Follin from Rainwaters Children's Charity. We provide support to families who have a seriously ill child. Digital has become really, really important for us as a fairly sort of small to medium-sized charity. We're fairly nimble and we can get things done quite quickly. In the past, we found about three to 4 years ago that we were stuck in digital Jurassic Park. We didn't really have much digital marketing at all, and we've since become quite savvy for our size. We use digital for a variety of things in our integrated marketing, so our website's really important, social media, campaigns to make these integrated, e-marketing, Google tracking conversions and key performance indicators and reporting back return on investment to senior management. So we're just going to talk a bit about the channels, where we're heading and how we get people involved. So kick off with the website. At the moment, our website is a core part of our marketing strategy. We bring in around 40,000 visitors a month, and we hook all our social media campaigns into the website as well. We are looking at redeveloping our website and becoming more mobile friendly and more responsive. That's a bit about that. Social media?
With social media, we used to just focus on Facebook and Twitter, but recently we have noticed the growing importance of other sites, especially Google+. At the moment, that's one of our main focuses, is to expand our presence on Google+, to try and help with our SEO listings on Google itself, and also trying to interact with a different target audience, which is why we've also looked at Pinterest and things like Tumblr as well. So we're definitely trying to broaden our social media reach.
And adding to that, so we're working on a new campaign at the moment, and we're using, it's a target market of 13 to 25 year olds, and hence we're using social media like Tumblr, what else are we using?
Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And we've built a microsite which is responsive, so it's friendly towards different tablet mobile sizes. E-marketing is also a really important part of our integrated campaign.
Yeah, we send out an e-news once a month. We also send out targeted solus emails for specific events. We find they work really well if we have a really targeted market we're actually emailing, and get very high open rates of sometimes up to 40%. So we're trying to right now improve our newsletters each month, make them more friendly to people opening them on their mobile phones. And so that would also link in with our new website, which will be responsive.
And adding to that, what's really important for us is to be able to report to senior management on return on investment. So that's really, and with digital you can obviously, because you can track. And so tracking and getting conversions is another important part of our strategy.
Yeah, we do a lot of tracking on all our marketing, especially online. It's quite easy. Google has a whole host of free tools that you can use, including the URL Tool Builder, which allows you to track your e-marketing, your social media, your Google AdWords. So we're able to see how people are coming to our website and which ones to focus our attention on. We do find that things like Google AdWords are a really high driver to our website. So we would then spend more time working on this than we would a low driver. It also helps with any paid advertising that we are doing, like online banners. We can see which banners are getting the clicks and also converting, which is fantastic feedback for anyone organising an event within the charity.
So where we're heading, for us, the key, there's, I guess, four key drivers, really. It's mobile, so making sure our marketing is mobile-friendly, ensuring that our main website is responsive, and again, good for mobile users, to evolve with social media platforms and to reach new target markets using different social media platforms, and to work finally with the semantic web, so more web-free, so we're making everything more personalised and integrating with our new database. In terms of how we get people involved, so the wider team, we have a monthly Digi focus group, which involves key players from each fundraising team and sometimes care teams. And we go over stuff like analytics and how training sessions and how to get people involved. Because, of course, for us, we're a very small department. It's really important to get the wider team involved in digital.